Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, where today we're going to be answering two listener questions. Answers are heading the way of Sarah and Michael in just a sec, and we don't want to delay that moment any longer than we have to, but we do just have to give you a quick reminder of how to send your own question in.
So it remains very, very easy. You can go to propertyhub.net/ask and you can leave a message that way. You can re-record it if you get it wrong. Don't worry, no pressure. Or I can give you Rob's landline number, which is 013 808 0035. It's not really. You're not going to get Rob de-answering, but you will get a voicemail. And that voicemail then allows you to record your question, which is the exact process that Sarah has just followed.
Hi, Rob and Rob. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. I listen to it every week. It's really great. So please keep up the good work. I have a question about forecasting numbers for the current boom and the crash to follow. So the situation is we're living abroad and we have one rental in the UK. We need to remortgage at the end of this year and we have an option of a 5-year buy to let. I'd like to take some money out of the property as well, which would take us to a 75% LTV. Now, I'm trying to forecast numbers to see if this makes sense. And I'm assuming a 5% growth per year in the next 5 years. Oh, the property is in Leicester, by the way. And then following that, 25% drop when there's a crash. If I go on these numbers, in 5 years when the fixed rate ends, the house won't be profitable and we won't be able to remortgage, especially because we're expats. I think it'll be harder. So first of all, do the forecasted numbers or the forecasted percentages seem correct or am I being too pessimistic? And does the whole plan make sense? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Are you being too pessimistic? Yes, but I'm going to be more helpful than that. Because this is a great question, because so many people are asking a variant of this question right now. Shall I wait till the boom's finished and buy at the crash? And lots of questions similar about timing things. So let's look at the information now. Currently, property prices are growing around 10%. So that's double the growth you forecasted over the next five. Will that 10% continue? Maybe, maybe not. But even if it dips slightly, it's still trending above your average. And your crash of 25% is very, very aggressive. There hasn't been a 25% crash in property prices ever in the UK. Now, 2008, which was pretty grim for the property market, saw an average crash across the board of 15%. Now, that's an average. So some people will be listening to this and go, well, my property fell more than that. Well, yes, because it's an average. And there'll also be people listening and going, I don't remember it that bad, because that's how averages work. But the key point here is that if you believe in the 18-year property cycle, then the capital growth that you make in the last 2 years is normally wiped out by the crash. So if you're investing for five, well, then you're going to do well. You're going to do a lot better than any crash will hurt you by. Because if you stick to your 5% growth, then over the 5 years, not compounding, it's 25%. Then when it drops, it's 10%. So you're still 15% up. And of course, you've got compounding on top of that and rental income. So actually, Sarah, you are being very cautious, but that's great that you've asked the question because now you can invest with confidence and you've helped a lot of other people as well, because I'm sure other people will be thinking that too. However, I'm going to caveat everything I've just said by saying they're predictions and it's what I think will happen, but it doesn't mean it will happen. But it's based on obviously a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and mainly just looking at what's gone before and knowing that your boom cycle predictions are lower than any other boom cycle and your crash predictions are higher than any other crash that's played out. So therefore, are you being pessimistic based on the history of property prices? Yes.
Well, there you go. A positive answer for Sarah there. Let's hear what Michael has to ask.
Hi, Rob and Rob. I'm a landlord up in Manchester with a few properties. And I was thinking that when the Section 21 ban comes in, will that mean that eventually the government will be forced to put in some kind of rent cap as landlords look to just increase rents to whatever they want to try and evict tenants that way rather than using a Section 21 or Section 8. Let me know what you think. It's coming in Ireland and you can only increase your rent by 2% per year and it's fixed. And if you want to sell the property and you don't, the tenants are able to move back in. They have the option to do that. Or you have to substantially renovate the property and then prove that you have to increase rents, even if you were stuck on like a low historical rent.
Okay, so what Michael's referring to here is something that's been talked about for a couple of years, and now it's finally meant to be actually happening this year, or it might not come in this year, but it's meant to be all decided this year, which is that the no-fault eviction route, which is called Section 21, is going to be coming to an end. So you could only evict tenants if you have a reason rather than no reason. And that reason can be you want to move back in yourself, or you want to sell the property, or it can be you're not paying the rent, or you're smashing the place up. It could be various things. But it's an interesting point about whether that means that there needs to be a rent cap in order to stop landlords from just forcing up the rent and making tenants leave that way. Clearly, I don't know. I have no idea if it'll happen or not. Looking around at what happens in other countries, it's possible. But my take on this would be, if you do end up with a rent cap that is based on something like inflation or 2%, I don't think that's a disaster by any means. So let's say that it is capped at 2% a year, and you have a tenancy that goes on for years and years and years, and it's an unusually high period of inflation. You could end up with the rent being out of whack compared to other properties locally. But the average tenancy in the UK is something like 4.5 years. It's around that. So there's not really time for it to go way out of whack. And inflation-linked increases during that time? I'd take that. Quite often, I won't increase rents at all for existing tenants, including by inflation, just because I know that it's going to cost me far more to replace them, even at a slightly higher rent, than it is to just keep it going. And if it means that inflation or rents have gone up, and that means that they're kind of getting a bit of a discount each year compared to what they're paying to start with, well, that's almost like a discount for being a good tenant, I suppose, is the way you could think about it. So, Michael, I can't really answer your question with an answer. I can only answer it with an opinion, which is that some kind of restriction on rent increases during tenancies may well end up being a part of this. It's entirely possible. Whether it will happen or not, I don't know. But if it does, I don't think it's anything particularly to be afraid of.
Well, thank you, Michael. And thank you, Sarah, for your questions. And thank you for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the main event, the property podcast. So make sure you tune in for that. And of course, we'll be back for Ask Rob and Rob, same time, same place next week. So we'll see you then. Take care. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.